Alicia, this is take two for you because you chose to facilitate two of the lessons this session, and I am so excited. Like I said, as it is my 52nd birthday and people are going to be walking in the door at any moment, I'm going to yield the call totally to you, and I will do a double up and share my observation from this week because I'm still trying to process some healthy society things that happened to me, specific goals that I set 10 weeks ago. And I talked to Rita intensely about it. I've talked to Karen about it. And I still haven't quite been able to process it, to boil it down. But Lucretia, the call is yours.
All right, so we're going to start off with lesson 10, calm down, speed up. So I can relate a lot to that, calming down and speeding up, because sometimes we speed up and sometimes we need to just calm down and slow down. So I'll start with focus. Focus is what stood out to me, focus and commitment. And the definition of focus, the state or quality of having or producing clear visual decision. From the lesson, focus to me was about having that direction. So when we don't focus, it's just kind of like our ideas and our thoughts are all over the place. And so having that calming spot or that space for us to really center in the attention of the direction in which we're going allows us to quiet our mind and sometimes be able to achieve and manifest the things that we're looking for. So focus and commitment, you have to be committed, and committed without focus can be very confusing. And the lesson also, you know, touches on an unfocused thought can be dangerous because it has the power to neutralize our positive thoughts. So focus to me and commitment is what stood out, and it's something that I've been practicing myself literally for the last year. I started to focus last year sometime, just really tuning in to what it was that I wanted in life and what my purpose was. And so I've been soul searching. I went back to school and I was able to complete a year program in 9 months and be a part of the ICANN program 3 times within that process of me doing school work and being a mother of 5. So you have to be focused. So I truly believe that focus is a direction in our path. With that being said, I'll open the doors for anybody who wants to go ahead and finish. Do we have any takers?
Lucretia, Norma, I'll start.
Go ahead. Norma?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with what you just said about being focused. I'm trying to learn a new computer program for another organization, and I was extra tired one day, and I was definitely not focused, and I had to backtrack and undo a whole lot that I had done. So it was my challenge that I wasn't focused. I had my mind trying to multitask, as we're real good at doing, and I slaughtered it. So it is very important to be focused on it. And if you don't have an active upline, it's super to be a better upline and be a great coach at the same time. Those are my takes.
Absolutely. Backtracking and undoing is something that we all should get comfortable doing, comfortable being uncomfortable, saying that, hey, let me backtrack and let me think about what I did that maybe I can do differently. So let's undo that and let's try to redo it in duality. So thank you, Norma.
Hi, Lucretia. This is Rita. I agree with both of you. And focus and commitment go together. Often it's important to take a breath and listen, stop and let them speak. Then help them figure out and understand what their needs are, and then we offer solutions. But we have to listen to do that, and we have to be focused, and commitment is a step one.
Yes, I agree with you, Rita. The focus and commitment going together and taking a step back to offer that solution that they're actually looking for. Because, number one, they're saying, why do you need my time? And number two, you're trying to say, I know what's in it for you, but they don't know what's in it for them. So absolutely, I agree.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I wrote down.
Hi. I wrote down today, when we remain focused on getting customers, it is a commitment to ourselves, our sponsors, and our group. So it really struck me today that I'm not doing this alone or for myself. I'm making a commitment to others also.
Yes. Being focused can be centered in on the chain reaction of others involved, because it's not just you. It's you doing something for someone else and it benefiting them, and it also benefiting you. And absolutely, it's a group effort. So working together is amazing.
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
I have focus written down a whole bunch of time in my notes here also. However, I'm going to change my focus at the moment.
Okay.
And, identify where you are and only compare yourself to you. In other words, are you stagnating? Are you moving backwards? Are you moving forwards in your business or your personal, in both your business and your personal development? So,
yes, because your business is your personal development, because you have to develop yourself to be able to develop the business. So they do go hand in hand. And that's kind of like a tying into what Norma said, backtracking and undoing. Like you said, okay, we're all focusing on focus. Let me backtrack and undo what I was focusing on, and let me center in on this.
Yes.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Sandy. I was really tuned into what Renee and Ron were saying, especially because I have to think sometimes about focus and why is this so important to do, Niken? Well, we're not talking about nice pans in your kitchen and nice carving boards and makeup and jewelry. We're talking about people's health, people's lives, and making important changes, and sometimes life-changing.
Absolutely. I agree. Especially when we are in a system that has a sip care system. And we have some tools that can help them and can add additional assurance, not the insurance, but the assurance to their life. So that is important. Thank you, Sandy.
And you are an inspiration. Someday I'm going to see you in the Royal Diamond lineup. I'm pretty sure of that.
And when we meet, we're going to give each other a big, tight hug.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, Lucretia, Jeannie Z down in Phoenix. Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. The whole focus thing is just, this is like my favorite lesson. I might say that about all of them, but this time it was more about, he's talking about, here's another little trap. If you're somebody that thinks focus is important, that we start to set expectations, like comparing yourself to, you know, somebody he was talking about, you know, having the attitude of Zig Ziglar and being like Dale Carnegie and the computer skills of Bill Gates, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh my gosh. And it's not like it's not a request we make of ourselves, but it's a demand. And that's not focused effort. That's a blueprint for disaster. And I really noticed how I have pressured myself to be like whoever it is, you know, that I admire in a certain category, you know. So, okay, I'm learning social media, and then here's all these people that have just made it, and I'm going, wow, and I pressure myself to learn it all right today. So that was really, really cool. I really like the focus, the whole garden hose thing. Every time I turn on my hose in the backyard, I think about the garden hose. Do I have it pointed in the right direction? Am I going to spray the house or, you know, whatever? Oh, yeah. And I wanted to tell Sandy, I have thought about that just today. I was talking with somebody about the fact that it's not like I have a new customer who sells magnetic eyelashes, you know, and the whole follow-up is so important for us to follow up with people because it is their health. I mean, we're really talking about some major help that we can provide somebody, not just a pretty this or that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because we all like to have our little bubbles and things, you know, and we like to have new hands and, you know, all of that. But it's huge what we do. So.
Absolutely. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah. Oh, anyone else?
Yeah, this is Janice.
Hi. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I have an incredible partner this time. Puts my feet to the fire. So when we talked yesterday, what it was I had to learn, relearn, and unlearn some things that were holding me back. So it was a very important lesson. I don't know whether it goes in this lesson or not, but I just that was what was sitting in my brain, is that I just needed to learn, unlearn, and relearn in a different way. Just see things differently and start speaking differently and become more self-assured, because I'm not telling myself stories that just aren't true, that just aren't so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
I agree, Janice. Thank you. That's like an explanation of like self-talk, the self-talk that we give ourselves. Oh, I'm going to call them later. Instead of, there's a reason, you know, that the universe brought them to your mind. So if you're not doing anything, then give them a call. You know, you never know where that call is going to go. So many times people have crossed my mind because I pray first thing in the morning. As soon as I get up, pray, affirmation, meditate. And I ask for, you know, to be driven to those people, or those people to come in, you know, in my passing, so that we can connect in whatever way we need to. So when somebody crosses my mind throughout the day, I always say, even if it's just not to offer them Nikin, I'm still going to call them just to say, hello, how are you doing? What you been up to? You know? And if for any reason something comes across, if it's even not the time for me to offer them something, if it's something that they do need that I have, you know, I'll wait. And I'll call them back a couple of days later and say, hey, you know, I was thinking about you. We talked on the phone the other day and you had mentioned this. It wasn't really the right time because I really wanted to just check on you and see how you were doing, but you've been on my mind, and there it is, and present it. So, absolutely. I agree with you, Janice. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Carlene from Connecticut, and I wanted to agree with Janice on that, but also, like, when somebody does come to your mind, focus on what their need may be at that time, mm-hmm. whether it's for you to connect them with someone or just to hear them out. Like, be more customer centric.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think of them, that means they need you to reach out to them.
Yes. Absolutely.
And watch our focus. I love the thing with the fire hose. I can really relate to that.
All right. Thank you, Carlene.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, I agree with the focus and the commitment. And I actually had an opportunity to put that into use this week, which was really synchronistic with this lesson. I had a customer whom I haven't touched base with in a while. She's busy, and so we touched base a while back. But anyway, she contacted me and wanted to know if I had anything for pets, and particularly arthritis. And, you know, I wanted to know more information. So I asked if we could chat. I like that personal connection. You know, it's easy to read something into a text or an email, but on the phone, voice to voice, we can confirm things. And I wanted to make sure I was on the same page with her. And as it turns out, she has a dog that has arthritis. And so I asked a few questions, and I said, yes, there are some recommendations I can make. She knows about the water. She has several of the technologies. She does not use the nutritionals on a regular basis. And so I told her the water. That's the first thing to start with. She has a water bottle. I told her she could use the water bottle for the dog, but she asked me, well, how much is that big one? And so I told her, and I know her financial situation, and that's why I didn't bring it up. I don't want to stress her out. I want to let her come to me is basically what it is. She knows about it. So she did, and she ended up buying a waterfall. But this was Tuesday, September 1st. Now, I know that Monday the phone banks were down. And knowing Niken and believing in their customer-centric service, I thought there was a possibility that they had extended the special from the 31st through the 1st. So I talked to my customer, and I said, let me check on something, and I'll get right back to you. So I called, and sure enough, Niken was honoring the special on Tuesday. So I contacted my customer, and I said, would you like to do it today because I can save you a lot of money? And she said, absolutely. And she also ordered Jake Greenzymes for she's got two dogs. The other one has some allergies. And so I recommended the Jade Greenzymes for both of them, and she ordered both of them. Now, she wouldn't do it for herself when she needed it, but she does it for the pets. We humans are funny beings. But anyway,
yeah.
So she did, and I was able to save her $41, which really made me feel good because, I know her financial situation. So I was focusing on being customer-centric, and I just took my cues from Niken because I truly believe in Niken, and it was really synchronistic, as I said, with this lesson.
Yeah, this lesson kind of went hand-in-hand with that situation because that was very customer-centric. Like, you were actively listening to her why. You were sensing that she needed some things, but she was more so like, my why today is my dog. They're important to me. So how can you help me with what's important to me? Not only did you help her with that, which are customer centric, you went above and beyond by calling and saying, hey, is this sale still going on? Because I know her financial situation, and this is going to help her tremendously, knowing that we've extended it an extra day and she can save $41. Who doesn't want to save money? Everybody in the world wants to save money. So that was over above and beyond. And I know that she was really appreciated because her why was heard. She wanted to make sure that, you know, her animals had what they need, but she's also going to benefit because I'm pretty sure she's going to take the Jade Greenzymes as well. And she's going to drink plenty of water.
And I was just going to say that. And she has a family. So she's going to be drinking the water at home, you know, besides when she's out and about with the water bottle. And her family will benefit as well. So it was just a great win for her. And I was really grateful that I could do that for her.
Yes. Thank you, Erin.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Uh-oh, I forgot to hit star six. Lucretia.
Yes.
Lucretia, this is Gail.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say this is one of the hardest things, I think, for us as Nikan consultants, that we get so excited and we want to just work the garden hose all over them, tell them everything that we know. So it's difficult. No, I can't say. I mean, we're not supposed to talk negative. We have to retrain ourselves to listen, stop talking, ask questions, be patient, and listen. And then our business will go faster. So like Linda Morris said, we have to slow down to go faster in our business.
Absolutely. Take your time, analyze, focus, center in. And when the time is ready for you to speed up, then you go all at it. And listening is key.
Yeah, asking questions, because we, you know, for me, for sure, I assume what somebody's going to need. Once they tell me, once I find out a little bit about them, then I assume. And if I would just stop and let them say the whole thing, then I would find out more, because they might say their feet are hurting. Well, they need the insoles, but why are their feet hurting?
Mm-hmm.
And if they have that sugar issue, then, oh, definitely they need them, but they could go through some rough times getting the benefit that they desire. You know,
right.
Especially when they don't drink good water. So there are some variables that we have to. I remember a friend of ours, really quick, way back years ago, when I first started in the can, I was talking to him on the phone, and he told me, he said, well, the doctors, he had been diabetic for quite a while, but he was still young. I think he was like 40 years old or so, and could have been younger. But anyway, he said that the doctor said, my feet are gone, but they're going to have to take them off. There was no way to keep them. He already had two black toes. And in the course of him using the insoles, he told me, he said, Gail, in the course of using them, they hurt so bad, I almost wish they'd go ahead and take them off. They were hurting so bad. And so we have to prepare people that can go through some rough times. He did keep his feet on the two toes that were black. The skin had fell off, and the doctor said, we're going to cut the bone back, but don't expect it to heal. The skin's not going to grow back over it. And it was just a process of taking little by little. But the skin did grow back over. And he had his feet for another 20 years until he passed away. He had his feet. It was great. But he said, one thing he did say, he said, I'll never forget it. I was walking into the doctor's office one day, and he said, the pain was instantly gone. just all of a sudden the pain was gone. And the doctor told him the reason that was is because secondary capillaries had opened up in his feet. But it was like instantly, and but it took months of him being in really bad pain.
Yeah.
Of course, at that time, we didn't have the water. It was even before water, so.
Yeah. And then that goes, too, with, like, the patience, as having patience within our customer-centric activities of listening, stopping, talking, taking the time, and just realizing that people have been sick from doing sometimes many years of things that have gotten them there, and that it's going to take time for them to get out of that situation. So really, truly listening to their why and setting them up with the right products to, you know, target, like, well, how can I help you with this? So that's, you know, really like listening to see. Because somebody may say, my feet hurt, but my back hurts, as, you know, my back hurts as well. Which one bothers you more? Can you do both? Can, you know, can we set you up with everything versus some of the things? Because the more you use, the better, you know, you feel results, although you will feel some results, you know. So being patient and listening and explaining. And then sometimes reaching back. I have a big thing for reaching back. I always call my customers after they order something within a week, and I always say, hey, you got your order? How, you know, how's it going for you? Have you started using it? I'm always really excited so that they can see how excited I am, because I really truly am, because I met, you know, my upline, Lois Wilburn, who's no longer with us, but I went through that 15-plus years. It was longer than 15 years, but I just say 15. But I went through that tremendous time of hardship in my life, and nothing helped me, nothing. And once I, you know, I went into prayer and meditation probably for about 2 years. My mother-in-law introduced me to Neekin through Lois Wilburn, and I was like, no, you know, I was too busy working my brain. I had that brain fog, so I didn't hear anything. But when I quieted my mind and I was still having that pain, and we went to her house and I got my demonstration, like, that was the best thing ever. That was something that I battled back and forth with my doctors over and over and over. I just wanted something natural. I didn't want the injections. I didn't want to take the pain medication. I wanted to sleep. Something that I had lacked for many years. And some people look at me and they say, I can't even imagine you not having no sleep. But I didn't. You know, so those things are important, you know. And so that's why I have so much motivation and so much energy when I share Neekin products with people, because it truly changed my life, per se, personally. And not only did it help me, it trickled down into my household as well.
That is incredible. And so I'm going to, Father, call you, Lucretia. This is Sandra Thornton from Richmond, Virginia. Father, I'm going to call you on that patience part, because what happened to me this last week caused me to value from this lesson that we at least have to make an offer. And when I have offered and people have taken a long time to finally come around and say, well, I'll try this, and I'll try that, and I might get that. And then they still take longer. Renee was real helpful. And it was good. Even the points that Renee and Ron made earlier, very, very credible. I experienced that too. But what Renee helped me to see when I was talking about two customers who have taken hours of phone time, it's like, I'm thinking, can I speed this up a little bit, but I know I got to listen and be patient. But she drew me back to, it's the principle. You don't go by your feelings and you don't make assumptions. The principle is we are here to make an offer and to serve. And for some reason, oh, I know why. The week was particularly busy because it was the last week with the promotion. So there were lots of people I was contacting who were calling me back. So this time, the very long conversations were kind of like, can we speed this up? But one lady that took hours and required us to even meet her, she still hasn't made a decision. And that's okay. That's okay. Because Ben was even teaching us last Tuesday that it may take an average of from 7 to 12 contacts with a new person before they actually make a purchase. So I guess what I'm saying is these types of sessions help us each to see the need to slow down so that we can speed up. But when you're slowing down, it doesn't necessarily feel good when you got other things on your agenda. But what Renee came up with was, Sandra, your job is just to make an offer. And that was a quote from page 6 of Lesson 10. It was like, yeah, I know that, but right now I don't have a whole lot of time, and I'm going to bed really, really late, although that's a major goal to change that. And it has just been exhilarating to hear all of the excellent comments. You guys are loaded. You all are incredible. And I am so encouraged by hearing all of you. And, yes, I've been on the line. I even heard Vance speaking. But I just wanted to be quiet and listen to you all because you have such worthy things to say. And Jeannie, Norma, you know, everybody. So I'm just kind of loaded, and I got to remember, don't make assumptions. Slow down so that I can go faster. And the going faster or speeding up part is actually to go in a focused direction so you know what in the heck you're working on. Because without identifying what their need is and what they want, you're not going to go very far. But we can speed up after we've listened and slowed down. So I'm going to be better now as a result of this wonderful conversation. And it has been nice to remember from the different ways all of us have said the same thing. Focus, find the need, and then carefully make the recommendations to fill the need. You guys are wonderful.
Yes. Thank you. Offer and then allow them to make the decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And don't make an assumption about what they can and cannot afford. Because if they really need it, they'll find a way.
Absolutely. There's an old saying to that. Only a fool will buy what they want and not what they need.
Hello, Venus. Hi. Hi, this is Vera.
Hi, Vera.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I just listened. Anyway, I know all these experiences with people, you know, with the products. These are powerful, especially with someone that has trouble with their feet. And, you know, I saw myself results with these products in a type of situation like that. And I know what we have. It's so powerful. But the people that we talk to, they don't know. And they have to be willing to try something for themselves to, you know, help themselves. And no matter what you do, sometimes they still would rather go and have a surgery done or whatever. It happened to me many, many times. But, you know, I don't ever give up on these people. I continue being friends and continue telling them about it and telling them about it. And then it's just waiting for their, you know, decision to make a change. So this is, we know what we have, but like I said, new people, they don't know. So it's our job to continue talking to them. And it's that's why we are in Niken, because we have such a powerful product.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be here.
We are beautiful
people. Mm-hmm. It's our, you know, becomes our passion and our purpose to help people. But we cannot help everyone. So that's something that, you know, we cannot do everything for everybody. But just continue looking for those that are looking.
Yes, only those that want the help. And even with the ones who've had their surgery, guess what? Mm-hmm. You still have Niken to offer them after to help them heal up, you know, speedy recovery or, you know, heal up faster. And then they really, truly get to see the power of the product. And then sometimes they go back and say, well, wow, I didn't even need to do this. I could have just said this. You know, that's kind of like what I was grateful for, not having to get the surgery on my hand because I thought I was too young at the time to do it. And I'm glad I didn't. I waited. And so sometimes that patience is a virtue because it allowed me to open up doors for other things to come into my life. And so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Vera. Anybody else? Anita, Tyra, anybody else on the line?
Lots of good information.
Hey, Acrecia?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tyra.
I lost my place. Hey, I'm dozing a little bit. I lost my place. But it was in reference to, you know, what has been said in terms of listening to what the customer needs and wants and then looking to see how we can serve them. So what I'm finding is it has no timetable in terms of time or even the length of conversation, you know, I might have with that person. So, I feel like I've slowed down. a little bit these last, this last month or so, and just taking my time to reach out to people and have a focused conversation, actually. Yeah. I think I was sharing with Sandra, sometimes when I feel like I don't have people's attention. But these conversations that I've been having this last week with some of my customers, I've felt that I'm listening, they're listening, and it's more of a focused conversation because I'm actually listening for what they really want. And it's amazing to see how that happens. And that, to me, is setting the foundation for a long-lasting customer. And that was my intention for the class this time, is to have five auto-ship customers. And that's what I see the process going. Now.
All right. Thank you, Tyra. That was good. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. Those lasting relationships create like a customer-centric base and that foundation for us to be able to always be connected some type of way. And most of the time when we can offer somebody something good, it's always a good connection, a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So I think we're out of time now. Unless there's one more person that wants to share. If not, I'll go ahead and close.
Well, it's Hattie Jane from Falls Church.
Hi, Hattie Jane.
I just want to say thank you to all of you. And keeping on, this is not my second or third time, nor have I only been a few years. I've been in 20 years plus. And I am entranced and delighted with an opportunity to continue to grow and continue to reach out, because I love this stuff so many ways. And I think the whole bloody population should be on it, and we'd be in a much different situation. However, so you're in there helping me get it out of my own way and get into communicating. I really appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you, Hattie Jane. So we'll go ahead and close it up, and I just want to read a quote by Larry Julian. God gives us an eccentric desire to contribute, add value, and connect with others in some meaningful endeavor. Finding meaning and purpose in our work is the key to both personal fulfillment and professional success. And focus plays a role in all of that. So I thank everybody for coming in to this ICANN group. I'm so delighted to be here and to share these moments with you guys. It's been life-changing for all of us, I'm sure. And I'm just glad to be a part of the community and a team as we continuously do things to share with others and have great endeavors.
Well said. Us too.
Lucretia, thank you.
Great job.
Thank you, Lucretia.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good session. Thanks.
God bless.
Thank you, Lucretia.
Thank you, Vince. Bye.
Bye-bye.